great battle it was, Rory, and that's what you expected from Trillick, you know, because they're a proud team and they're a very talented team as well.
Very talented team. That's not the last we're going to see of Trillick, definitely not. But yeah, as you said, it's a battle. The pitch just showed it was a battle. It was the hardest game I've ever played in towards getting kickouts out and that there, but as you said, it was a battle, and it's not the last one we'll have this year.
And I mean, an amazing statistic that the only point of the last quarter was scored by a goalkeeper. You know, incredible.
I know that, but that's what you're going to get. Like, you know, it's going to be very low scoring. It's going to be very low scoring here, and we expected that, and it's just whenever you get your chances, you have to take them. Look, I missed one before, but sort of measured me up a bit. When I got up, I knew where to hit it, and thankfully it went over it. Just about.
I mean, you had plenty of protection in that last sort of 15 minutes or so, but generally you're not playing with a sweeper. I mean, as a goalkeeper, do you find that difficult, that you're not getting that wee bit of extra protection?
Look, it's worked for us, and it hasn't worked for us. Like, there's times in that game it didn't work for us, and they got the two goals from it, but it's more defenders, really. Look, it's the way we played all year, and it's the way we're going to continue to play, I'd say. Like, but as you said, look, you like that extra protection, but you just have to play the way that's going well for you, and thankfully that's going well for us.
I mean, how does that alter your role as a goalkeeper when you're you know, you look out and you don't see a sweeper there, you know, and in the modern game a sweeper is sort of par for the course, and that's what you're used to.
Yeah, look, it's just, I have a big role now to keep on toes with the defenders, you know. Like, they have to be up tight, they have to be up on their man, like, and if they're not, I just have to let them know, because you need to be very tight for no sweeper, like, and it's just about, you know, getting them ready and making sure they're tuned in and getting every man ready. But look, at near the end there, we got that sort of protection, as you said, but just luckily it's winning for us, like, you know, as I said.
And Darren Hughes come up trumps for you again, you know, he got the goals. It was a lot of hard work from all the players all around the field, yeah. But Darren, he's a great man to have in full forward.
Unbelievable, like, he's an unbelievable target man. Look at, if he goes for it, nine times out of ten he's going to win it, and I suppose he's great to have in there. Look at, he hit, I think, 2-2 today or something, and yeah. Look at 2-2 out of 2-9, I think it was, like, that's unbelievable for us. That's massive for us, and the goals are key. And thank God he came up trumps again, and hopefully now one or two, hopefully three more games, he can do it again.
Different proposition now in the final. I mean, Cross McGlenn, they're the Masters, you know, they won so many Ulster titles on all Ireland. I mean, it's going to be a massive battle.
Yeah, no matter who, I'd have got Kilku or Cross, it was going to be a massive battle. But the fact is, Cross and the experience that they have in this competition, the medals that they picked up in this competition, look, it's going to be massive for us. It's going to be a big 2 weeks now. We'll go home, we'll recover, and we'll probably meet up Tuesday night and get ourselves ready again for Cross. But as I said, it's where you want to be. It's where you want to be playing. You want to be playing these teams at this time of year. You don't want to be sitting in the stand watching it. You want to be out here putting yourself up against the best. Thankfully, we can do that.